Chapter 6. Task Chain 6. Listening and Flowing the 1NC. Page 52.
B. Now listen to a 1NC against the case. Flow the 1NC next to the 1AC.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen. The affirmative has proposed that high school students should not wear uniforms. In other words, they believe that students should come to school wearing jeans, t-shirts, or whatever else they want to wear. We strongly disagree with this case and believe that we should continue to wear our uniforms. First, let me refute their points. Their first point was comfort. We have three responses. First, uniforms are not uncomfortable. If students are cold, they can wear a t-shirt under their uniform. If they are hot, many schools let students take off their coats. Second, if you wear the same uniform every day, you get used to it so you won't be uncomfortable. Third, students shouldn't be too comfortable in school. If they're too comfortable, they will relax too much and not pay attention to their teachers. Their second point was the real world. We have three responses. First, students can choose their clothes after school or on holidays. Students have no problem choosing clothes. Second, school is about learning subjects like math and English, not fashion. Fashion is not relevant to high school education. Third, many people wear uniforms in the real world, such as doctors, police officers, and office workers. Almost nobody goes to work wearing t-shirts and jeans. Uniforms prepare us for the real world better than casual clothes. Their third point was personal expression. We have four responses. First, students can express their feelings in many ways, such as speaking, writing, or doing things. Choosing clothes is only a small part of personal expression. Second, you can have personal expression with uniforms. Some uniforms have two or three different ties, skirts, or sweaters. Students can choose which ones they like. Third, when students choose their own clothes, they usually choose the same kind of clothes as their friends. They only wear popular clothes. They really are not choosing for themselves, so they're not really expressing their opinions. Fourth, expressing opinions is sometimes good, but not always. There are good ways to express opinions and bad ways to express opinions. For example, if you hate a teacher, you don't cry out, "I hate you, teacher," in the class. This is destructive. Abolishing uniforms is also destructive. On our side, we have three points: serious atmosphere, equality, and bullying. Our first point is serious atmosphere. School is very important and students must be very serious. How we dress relates to how we feel. Uniforms look very serious. If you're wearing a uniform and all your friends are wearing uniforms, you feel very serious too. If you wear jeans and a t-shirt, you will relax too much and you won't study seriously. We should keep uniforms since they make us better students. Can you study in a swimsuit? Our second point is equality. Clothes are very expensive. If there are no uniforms, rich students will have exciting, expensive clothes, while poor students will wear cheap, boring clothes. Rich students will be more popular, and poor students will feel very bad. This makes a very bad atmosphere. We should judge students on their schoolwork and character, not on their money. We should keep our uniforms, since they make everyone equal. Expensive clothes can be very dangerous. If students feel that they need money for clothes, they may work part-time too many hours or even steal. Our third point is bullying. Students often bully others. For example, they hit them, call them bad names, say bad things about them, or take money from them. Sometimes students are bullied because of their clothes. If students wear clothes that are too expensive or too cheap or too boring or too strange, they may get bullied. If we keep our uniforms, then students won't be bullied because of their clothes. There are many cases of students killing themselves because of bullying. We must work to stop this problem. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen, let me quote an English expression. There's a time and a place for everything. There's a right time to choose clothes, and there's a right place to choose clothes. School, however, is neither the right time nor place. In school, we need a serious atmosphere, we need equality among students, and we need to stop bullying. Casual clothes don't allow these things, so we must ask you to reject this case. We oppose.